Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Claudia Monticelli with another episode of Multiple Voices. My Multiple Voices podcast, true to its name, includes different series. For example, we have the Voices of Love, where we discuss relationships, the voice of empowerment, the voice of laughter and play, the voice of pleasure, and the magical voice of archetypes and how they change the way we live. But we also have the voice of memory that includes everything from history to discussions of past life regression. There's also writing voices, where we interview both seasoned writers and authors who have just started getting their feet wet with writing, and we learn what can work for you as potential writers. Our series called Voice of the Spirit discusses different forms of spirituality and religion. And then Channeling Voices is a series that covers what happens when you channel, but is also extended to mediumship. Take a moment to review this podcast if you've enjoyed listening, and leave a hearty 5 stars. I'd appreciate it. Enjoy your listening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's me again, and I'm with a guest. Her name is Michelle Henderson. Michelle is talking to us from Texas. I am not sure if you'll be able to see that from her accent, but say hello to our audience, Michelle.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on your fabulous program.
Thank you, Michelle. Let me first introduce you properly so people understand who this person is. Okay. So Michelle Henderson has always been in education, teaching. She was an educational diagnostician, a behavior analyst for 30 years. And she did work with autistic children. She wrote a book concerning her experience there and techniques, technology that she could use. She also opened a learning center, a nonprofit organization, teaching children social skills through drama techniques. And then there was a shift. She tells us that she, after retiring from education, and I know what that means. I've been in education so long. And when you leave it, you just feel like a renewed person, you know? And she became an ordained ministry. She obtained her ordained ministry from the Universal Life Church Ministries in 2019. Now, in 2021, Michelle became a certified spiritual advisor, and we'll lead with that. We'll start talking about that immediately. And she earned psychic and medium certificates through the International School of Linda Williams, the International School of Spiritual Development. And she'll be able to give us some more information about that as well. And with the knowledge that she obtained through her work with children, she has again tried enhancing the psychic abilities of children as well. But I don't want to jump the gun. I don't want to jump the gun here. She has published a book. I'll ask her that, and then we can talk about her, how to get in touch with her. So, Michelle, there's so much here on the fire, on the front burner, not even on the back burner. But maybe you can talk about this certification that you received from Lisa Williams and what that looks like, this International School of Spiritual Development.
All right. It was an awesome experience, just to let you know, first off. During COVID, yeah. Lisa Williams offered this program, certified spiritual advisor, and for 9 months, we met once a week as a group, and there were 32 people who started.
A lot of people.
And there are different phases that you have to go through.
Yeah.
And, you know,
for example,
we had homework.
For example, what kind of phases?
Okay, so like the first one would be getting to know yourself and your spiritual gifts. You know, what kind of clarity you have. Uh-huh. And then the second one is, okay, start doing readings. What do psychic or mediumship readings have it involved? What kind of things do you need to do to make it very successful?
Michelle, were these readings done among you, among the participants?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then later on, yes, then we get to do other people's readings, you know, mm-hmm. that are not in the group. So right. yes, you're right. We would practice this together. And then the homework would be you had to find three other people to do the same type of exercises that we talk about. So okay. then you have to go out and Lisa Williams actually has a Facebook page mm-hmm. where people can go in and find other psychic mediums to practice with.
Okay, so that's interesting. So there's a network, right? That's
yes,
good.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, as you know, if you keep doing the same practice on the same people, it just kind of becomes repetitious.
Yeah.
And so, yes. And so after the program, after the 9-month program, the COVID restrictions were no longer, I mean, not as intense as they have
yes.
been. So everybody yes. flew to New York to Lisa Williams.
Wow.
And some were on web, you know, on a Zoom call as well. But we had a 4-day program that we finished it. We got to see each other. We did more exercises. And then we had to practice during the last day on the public. And so we had to pass three different people saying, yes, she was accurate. She was right on. She needs to be certified in this area. Uh-huh. So that's where you get certified, mm-hmm. Is to make sure that you are able to connect with spirit and have a good reading.
Okay,
now, that doesn't
now.
Mean that, you know, you can't do it. It just means right. that if you don't pass, you're just not at that point yet to be
yes.
certified.
Let me ask you this, Michelle. While you were going through this training process, was there any moment when you felt, I can't do it? No, I can't do it. I'm not sure if what I'm feeling, I mean, what am I saying to this person?
Almost every
Doubt.
Other day.
Okay.
I mean, you do. You question yourself. And anytime right before reading, it's like, okay, what if I don't connect? You know, you always have that fear. But that's, again, you've got to be vulnerable. You got to have faith and know that spirit is there for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we call it the Chinese water torture when you don't get anything and you start panicking and that's where your ego gets in the way. And
yes.
it's like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. The Chinese water torture are drops on the head, slow and regular until you go crazy. Yes.
Yes. And then mm-hmm. when you hear a no from the person, like, oh, no, it doesn't make sense. Then you question yourself again.
Yeah.
But there's always a reason for those no's.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes it the reading so much more powerful when you come back and go,
now, let me understand a little better about the no. What happens? You mean the person says no or the spirit says no?
No, when the person says no, like they
yeah.
go, oh, that does not make any sense. You know,
yeah.
you give them some evidence of what their loved one told them, or even if you're doing a psychic reading and they go,
yeah.
that is not me.
Yeah.
You learn how to go back in and get a stronger connection
yeah.
with spirit.
I see.
And then that's when you go in and you look at the evidence because the evidence, it's all in the interpretation. So
yeah.
if I interpret what a loved one wants me to say and it's a little bit different, I may need to word it differently.
Yeah.
Then the person that I'm reading for go, oh, that makes perfect
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot to do with language there.
It is.
And
absolutely.
You use the key word interpreting.
Yes.
For example, the questions that I get often is, but this actor was a Hindi actor. He didn't know English. Why is he coming through in language and in the English language through you, you know? And so
right.
I've said it over and over and over, you know, but you know, the Tower of Babel didn't exist. It doesn't exist in the spirit world, you know?
Oh no, not at all. Not at all. And when I tell people, it's like a conversation that I have with a loved one.
Yeah.
And so we have this conversation. And as a, I'm so sorry.
No problem. Yeah.
Okay. Let me get through my voice. Okay. So whenever I'm talking to, you know, spirit, sometimes, and always tell them, whatever's being told to you, it's for you and you alone. Yes. Because this is something that you may need in your spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of times they're going, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I've had that several, you know, like an ex-husband comes through. I don't want to talk to him.
And right. Okay. Right. I know.
Understand.
But, yeah. Please don't let me talk to him. Okay. Now let's take it another step forward. So, you ended your training, you ended the program when exactly?
Oh, actually it was in, just this last, 2020.
Okay.
21. I'm sorry. 2021 in September.
Okay. So, so let's say months ago, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
We're saying, you know, 5 months. It's not February, is it yet?
I know. Time.
Okay. So now what did you do with that? Because a lot of people tell me, don't stop. As soon as you finish a process, a development, a learning process, or learning certain skills, practice it right away. Do it any way you want. How did it work for you?
It, I continued. I would sign up for psychic fairs and definitely practice during psychic fairs.
All right, now tell the audience what psychic fairs are.
Okay, so a psychic fair is actually, and I love how they say fair. You know, it's people getting together. You have different booths. You have people selling crystals, selling cards. It's all holistic. A holistic fair. And then you have your readers, and a lot of times there'll be 6 readers waiting, you know, waiting for you to come sit down at their table. And I always tell people, you go to someone who you are drawn to.
Right.
And so, and it's so funny because I get educators all the time. So then they'll sit down and I'll either do a psychic reading or a mediumship reading with them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, wait a minute. So they're two different. Of course, they're so different.
Right.
Tell us the difference between the two.
And I love you ask me that because I get that all the time when they sit at the table. They don't know what they need.
Yeah.
So what a psychic reading is, it's not as high energy that I have to tap into. So a psychic reading is soul to soul. So I get into your aura. And I can even do this while you're on the computer, you know, mm-hmm. Zoom. I don't have to have you present. But anyway, so I'm tapping because energy is energy. So I'm tapping into your energy. And it's all the reading is mainly about you. And so first I find out where I'm being pulled to and what area of life that you need to talk about. It may be medical, it may be relationship, it might be finance, just or career, anything in your life that comes to. Now, if after I get all this information, sometimes I'll bring out my oracle cards and do a forced connection. So I'll say,
what
well,
did
how
you mean?
Else
Excuse
you
me?
Need to know about
what
this?
Do you mean? A forced connection?
A forced connection is, okay, I want to get more specific. I want to get more more information for the reader in front of me so that they can help them in their life and their pathway. And so I look at the card. Oracle cards usually have different pictures.
Of course.
And whatever I'm drawn to, that's what I need to talk about. Not the meaning behind the card, because a lot of times there's an affirmation with the oracle card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't really look at that. I look at what's in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pull that into the reading.
Uh-huh.
So if there's an airplane on the card and this person really needs a vacation, you know, for to get healthy, I'll say, you need to take a break. You need to go on a vacation. Doesn't mean you have to get an airplane, but you need to travel and get healthy. Give yourself a break.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about them. And I write everything down for them so that they can take what I said to them with them, because when
mean?
They are hearing
what do
all
you
this
mean?
Information.
Michelle, while the person is seated in front of you, you take notes?
I do.
Uh-huh.
I do. And I draw pictures and symbols if I need to.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I do. And let me tell you, another reason why I do that is it because it opens myself up more. Whenever,
right.
You know how people doodle?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same way.
Sure.
Because I'm hearing it and I'm writing it down, almost like automatic writing.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody does it differently. Just to let you know.
Similar, and you brought up automatic writing, and that is generally the process that many people use. Now, if we were going to play a game, Michelle, right? We're sitting here, there's a fair, you're sitting at your table, I'm wandering around, I'm curious, I've had other people read for me, I've never been to a fair, you know, and friends of mine said, oh, well, go and see, you'll have fun, right? So right. I go and I'm drawn to you. Now I sit in front of you, and I said, and you tell me your name is Michelle, and I said, oh, my name is Claudia. You know, I didn't have any reason really to come today, but there must be a reason if I came, right? What do you sense? Is there something that you're picking up? What would you then do?
Oh, then I would say, well, you are here for a reason, my dear, to mm-hmm. get any type of message. And then I'd say, why don't we dive into this first? Okay. What are you searching for? Do you need to talk to a loved one, do mediumship, or do you need to do psychic reading?
Where I connect with you. No mediumship,
and,
no.
Yeah, and that's exactly. And I do have a lot of people go, no, I think I want to do psychic reading. But right. I always explain the difference.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll show them on paper what it looks like.
Yeah.
And if they're still not sure about a psychic or a mediumship reading, then I always start with a psychic first.
Psychic reading, right.
And then I said, you know, your loved ones, they're probably going to help me anyway, and they may crash the party. And so then I go ahead and I always ask permission too. Do I have permission to connect with your soul? Mm-hmm. Even though that they're sitting there, that opens them up even more mm-hmm. when you get that permission.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of because they're always so nervous when they sit in front of me. It's like it's going to be okay.
And those of you who don't have the benefit of video, she's such a mild mannered woman looking. She looks like an angel, to tell you the truth. Oh, you know, very calm, beautiful woman. Someone anyone would trust.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah, but they are. You know, and sometimes they don't look nervous, but I can feel it.
You feel the energy, of course.
Sometimes I'll have to walk through just a little bit of a meditation. Let's mm-hmm. close our eyes. I want you to breathe heavy, you know, deep breaths for 5 mm-hmm. seconds. And then I can feel the energy coming towards me.
Mm-hmm. And how long does it usually last? If I opt for the psychic reading, in your experience, how long does it usually last?
For a very good reading that they're getting what they need, 30 minutes.
Yes. Okay.
The 15 minutes, a lot of times they'll go, oh, I just want the fit because, you know, they can't afford anymore. But I always tell them, okay, I'm going to read for 15 minutes. If it goes over, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
We go over.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that spirit, because they're still, we're doing that exchange still.
Yeah.
They're still paying me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I always say, okay, but, you know, that tells me they can't afford a 30-minute reading.
Yeah,
yeah. But I said, hey, if it goes over, it goes over.
Yeah, I've come to just a few days ago, I started out with 15 minutes, 15, half hour, 45, and up until 90 minutes. And then I said, no, these 15-minute readings, it just doesn't work. And
no.
4 days ago, I removed the 30-minute reading as well. So I'll just start with the 45 because you feel that you come away with some form of satisfaction. You've given a complete picture. And it's much more relevant. Mm-hmm. So now let's, you do share, I know that you share your ideas with other light workers, giving them direction about how to deal with their intuitive children. So let's say that people come to you, have a website and it's your name, right? It's
michellehendersonmedium.com.
Right, yes. michellehendersonmedium.com. And that people can find you also on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram with the same name, Michelle Henderson Medium. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, people come to know you, and you know, of course, that things happen very, very much by word of mouth. And And you, I'm in family, and I see that my family members, a few of my family members, are experiencing real fright in relation to occurring events that reoccur regularly. Sounds, visions, things like this, movement that they perceive. And since the person is so fearful and doesn't want to come to you, I give you a call. I you know, knock on your door. We communicate in some way. And I'll say to you, is there any way that if this person doesn't want to come to you, what can I do? Or is there something I can suggest to this person for them, if you offer it, a way to develop these skills? What
right.
would you answer?
And you know, that's a, you know, very good question. I mean, that's a great question. And professionally, it would be difficult for me to do that because I don't know the whole picture. You know, I would really want to talk to the parents.
Yes.
So I would really tell her, you know, talk to the parents and see if I can just have a consultation with them.
Okay.
Just now to talk to them. And maybe right. even have her with us.
Okay. Now yes. you're talking about children still. So
yes.
you're always just talking about children. You don't work with adults, do you, about how to enhance their psychic skills?
Right, just with children, right.
Uh-huh. Have you right. ever had requests from adults?
I have done coaching before mm-hmm. With adults. But
yeah.
I just, for some reason, my heart is and my soul's going for the kids right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I have done the coaching mm-hmm. before.
What about people who are listening? Because everyone at one point in their life, especially when they're in a period of transition, if they're undergoing some hardship or emotional, you know, sensitivity, they start to feel more. What would you say to them in order for them to be able to connect to their higher self more and get information for themselves?
Absolutely. Yes. So, and I think this is vital. They need to find a mentor mm-hmm. that has been a psychic medium and does the coaching, but mm-hmm. they need to find somebody that they can actually learn from and are mm-hmm. drawn to. Okay, so go to everybody's website, mentors' websites, and see which one they are drawn to. Because mm-hmm. yes, it's very vital that you have somebody with you that can walk you through the stages mm-hmm. so that you understand what's going on. And it's not fearful when you do that. Because mm-hmm. during ancient time, I mean, people would have a spiritual advisor, you know, for a whole lifetime if they were in the spiritual field. Mm-hmm. So you always need somebody to talk to and find your peeps. So you're not alone.
Find your what?
You're what we call the peeps. So
what's
people
that
you surround people that are like uh-huh. you. I know
right.
my Texas accent probably just came out.
Like-minded.
So,
yeah.
So you need to find people that are going through the same experience. When I went through that program with Lisa Williams during COVID, I felt so good about myself because I'm thinking I am not alone.
Yeah.
I found other people that have experienced the exact same things I have. I know where to go on from here.
Yeah. And usually when you start out like that, you make friends that last such a long mm-hmm. time. You know, they become
Absolutely.
Your sisters or brothers, you know. Of the people who participated like you in her course, did you notice that there was a predominance of males, females? Was it 50-50?
Definitely females.
Uh-huh.
We
yeah.
did. We had probably 4 gentlemen out of 32.
Okay. So about
yes.
85%, surely. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
What about age differences? Were there all ages?
Yeah, most people were over 40.
Uh-huh.
Now, we had a couple of young ladies that were in their 20s, you know, late 20s, but a lot of people past 40s.
Okay.
And some even in their 60s.
Yeah, well, why not? I mean,
yes.
I mean, come on, they're still alive.
I know, in spirit, sometimes, you know, you have your spiritual awakening when you're a little bit older and you know you've already raised your kids, you've done life, and now it's all about you.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go back a moment to the children. Could you, I know it's not easy to talk about clients that you've had or cases. I like to look at it through the lens of a case because every story, every person has their story. And in your book, in your background and practice, they become a case for a certain reason. Is there a case that is more in your mind today quite interesting for some reason or other that you remember very clearly that you don't
well,
mind
let me tell you,
sharing
well,
with
what,
us?
Oh, yeah. So what? Let me tell you about past experiences that I've had with children that I worked with in education. And I think that's real important. And I'll tell you about how their parents supported them there. I was working with a child with autism. And he was moderate autistic. And his sister had cancer. And it really affected him. I mean, he had a difficult time showing his emotions. And he was sitting at the computer and he started crying. And I looked at him and I kind of held his hands and I said, your sister's going to be okay. And for that second, we were able to connect soul to soul. I didn't see, you know, any autism there. I just saw a little boy that was in pain. And the parents were so supportive. They were very spiritual. And the dad even had spiritual experiences. And so they backed it up 100%. And they were great with them at home. Mm-hmm. But just with those experiences alone, you know that even children with special needs have spiritual experiences that we need to back up. Mm-hmm. A lot of these families, they talk to their children, but they don't really listen. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
There was a high school girl that definitely would connect and their parents would kind of shrug it off. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to talk about it so much. And so I was able to talk to her about it. Mm-hmm. And, but I kept telling the parents, you know, and it really depends on the case by case, what the parents need, because what's important is to kind of meet them halfway.
Yeah.
Because when you don't know little seeds that you're planting.
Yes. Yeah. Let me ask you, Michelle, how do you keep yourself intact? There are two questions here. One is what do you do for psychic hygiene, I call it? And the other question is, have you had any experiences where a strong wind of negative energy comes in for some reason. And how do you deal with that?
Okay. So for self-care, and this is so important for people in the business who are being psychic mediums, especially after psychic fairs. So number one thing I do every day is I take a salt bath. And that really cleans your energy. If I get worn out, and you can feel it because you're working with so much energy, it does wear you out and you get headaches from it. So whenever I need to do self-care, I go into my bedroom, I close the door. Most of the time I leave the TV off and I just lay there. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I don't listen to anybody. And I, you know, another thing is I go outside. And you know, when they say hug a tree,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
I know that.
That's you one get of the that best energy things. And yes, just being with nature. Water has always been important in my life.
Yes.
So being at the lake, being at a pond really does it for me.
What about the negative energy?
Negative, yes. So, oh my goodness. And you do feel negative energy. And I tend to attract narcissistic people into my life.
Oh,
you
how
get
lovely.
The opposite. Opposite of what, you know, of who you are. So what I've really learned is to put up that shield, and I can feel that negative energy coming. I put a shield up and I know how to push it back.
Yeah.
It's almost like having one of those hero, you know, Captain America shields, because I'm into superheroes.
Yeah.
And, I feel that and I push it back.
Yeah. It's literally you push it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is excellent, and I'm sure there'll be so many people visiting your website. So we said your website was www.michellehendersonmedium.com with the same name, Michelle Medium, Michelle Henderson Medium. Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Thank you so much. Oh, wait, one thing I forgot. Your book published. Yes. Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. So, again, this is spirit-led. It's one of those things that you know you have to get on the market. So I started this actually back in March, and I knew exactly what needed to be in it, but it's pretty much a parent training. So any professional that's working with families and children who are psychic mediums or, you know, have that intuitiveness, it gives you step-by-step how to help these families. Because there's so much fear that we need to educate them. And so it teaches these professionals how to develop a program for this family.
Okay, the title. And, give us the title.
Okay. So it's Spiritual Nurturing for Intuitive Children.
Okay, Spiritual
Nurturing for Intuitive Children. And you can get it at Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble's. It is out there now.
All right. What about on your website? Is there some, do you point people who come to your website to the book where they can purchase it as well?
And they can even get a free chapter as well.
Okay.
So if you're not for sure if this book is for you, you can always download. And also if they have questions about after reading the book, I do a discovery call with them. So they can email me if they have any questions about the book. And we'll have a conference over Zoom.
I like that title, a discovery call. I like
that. Thank you.
And good luck to you. And it's always so wonderful to meet a person after your own heart, and because we mediums get a bad name. I can't tell you what people have said to me. And it's, I used to, in the beginning when I opened my YouTube channel, I used to cry and go away, shut down. But now, I understand that YouTube is, you don't know who's on the other side.
And,
I know what I can do. Yeah. I don't know what they can do. And just, click away, cancel. That's it,
That's right. Everybody and I like how you laughed. So you're laughing it off now.
Yeah. But I tell you it was really, really, I just didn't understand. I took it personally, thought, and they made me doubt myself. And it was so terrible. I used to close the channel for about 3 months, come back refreshed. And then it would start up again. And I said, nope, I'm not going through this.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But you know what? Spirit gave you that experience for a reason.
Yeah.
So you had to learn through it.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I used to think to myself, boy, these people have nothing else to do.
Oh, I know.
And some people will write to me, why did you ask that question? Because I do it live on my channel. Why did you ask that question? I said, it's not my question. I ask questions from the public. And, Spirit guides me to choose those questions in the chat. I have no stake in this,
Right. Yes.
It's interesting. And, or maybe they don't like the spirit when they were alive and they criticize me for choosing that. But this was an evil man, when he was alive. How dare you?
It's like, I can't control, Yes. And maybe he came for a reason for you, you never know.
Yeah.
But plus, you know what? I had that happen one time.
Yeah.
And this lady brings people to me now.
That's happened to me as well. Yeah.
Yes.
And the other thing is that I try to make people understand people when they are alive are one thing. And if I'm talking to the spirit, they, first of all, I check if it's an earthbound spirit still, if they are in the light, if they're not, I usher them, I go through the ritualistic patterns and programs that I use. So when I talk to them and when I'm interacting with them, they're in another plane. And of course, for example, I had Prince Philip last Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And he spoke and I said, this is a person who is otherworldly. It's a very calm atmosphere. The responses to the questions were so long. They were so long. And it was amusing, not amusing, amazing for me, because that had never happened before. And I said, you know, this is a very calm spirit. The energy is very calm. It's not as if it were all-knowing, but had this aura about it that was not proving necessary. He didn't feel they had to prove anything to anyone. There are a lot of people jumped on that critically, and I thought that was funny. I thought that was funny, you know. And I thought, or whatever.
Right.
Well, thank you.
You
got to do what you got to do. Yeah. And there's always a reason for something, for doing
absolutely.
It. Well, again, thank you. And our paths will cross again. Bye-bye,
absolutely.
Michelle.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.